Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about set up business models that can be achieved. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Construction business may seem to be a rewarding one, but in order to set your foot strong in the business, one has to go through enormous planning and determination to execute them with precision. Firstly, it is very important for them to establish a sound business plan, and once that is in place, to file the plan systematically so that you can achieve the things in a phased manner. Now, having a construction company, you have entered a dynamic industry which has no set rules of its own. Things are found to be mirrored now and may turn into something drastic. And therefore, just having one set of plan with no flexibility can only harm your growth prospect. Therefore, it is crucial that you analyze the things, try to foresee them, and be ready to revamp your strategy when the need arises, or else you may find yourself in an unwanted and complicated zone. Number one, take baby steps at the beginning, people. If you have just started your construction company, avoid taking big leaps as there are chances that may hurt you or yourself in this process. Dreaming big is not a problem, but giving not much time to fulfill those dreams could be harmful and dangerous for the prospect of your company. So, during the initial phase, you should take small steps towards achieving goals. Once you start seeing things working out of your way, you may then speed it up a bit. Again, you don't want to jump all in. You need to have a strategy and a plan before you do anything. You know, always have a backup plan. However, do not be in a hurry. Have patience. Give some time for your business to grow. It takes a lot of time to form a concrete construction company. During this, while you should enjoy your work and learn from it. Next, your strategy should be realistic. When you're setting up strategies for your company, make sure that they are realistic and achievable. Strategies should always be formed, keeping into consideration your business goals and the time by which you want them to fulfill. Keeping unrealistic goals can have dramatic impact on your financial health of the company, as well as the morale of your employees. It is prudent that you consider all facts well before you frame your business plans. Next, review your plans at regular intervals. Plans, once framed, should be reviewed at regular intervals. You should give a gap of 3 to 5 or even 6 months, and then review the ground figures. Take into account all the people from the senior management and review your plans with them. Give clear instructions on how you want to be reviewed or how you want them to be reviewed. Reviews are simple and can be better understood by everybody. If you find one particular department not being able to perform up to the merit, you go to handle the situation delicately, and rather than exerting pressure on the team, first and foremost, try to evaluate the reason of underperformance. And then once you have earned that check, if you need any help from you to get it fixed, you should be ready to provide any assistance to improve your team performance. Once these things are taken care of, the rest will all fall in place. Again, take your time when you're setting up your goals and build a strategy. Build a plan. Always have a working plan. Always be prepared. You know? Again, You got any questions? Give us a jingle at 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.